I spent 4 days in Walla Walla during this tour around, and stayed with some friends right off the campus of Whitman College, and I hadn't been in town more than maybe an hour before someone came running up to me saying, I heard you're in town writing songs about stories, and you should write about how Chester Maxey kicked all the prostitutes out of town. there's old law still on the books that any more than 5 unmarried women living under the same roof is legally a brothel, and that's why Whitman has no sororities. And I thought, well, you know, nothing makes a good folk song like a brothel. So I vowed to pursue this, and I met with the city attorney. I went to the Chamber of Commerce. They didn't really see how I was going to improve the business climate, but I met with people on campus, and after 4 days, I could neither prove nor disprove this, though I had my doubts, and I went at that point where many of us, without hope, turn, and I opened up Google, and I typed in the words, sorority and brothel, and I hit send, and in hindsight, that was silly. But right there, in the middle of the Penrose Library, where every student in the 1,400-person student body knows you ain't one of them. But wading through some of the more exciting responses that came out, I was able to find college newspaper articles from all over the country talking about this story and how it's an urban legend, and Penn State, Tulane, Rochester, all these places, same thing. It's just cheaper to have your sorority in a dorm. But I figured that anything that took that long to disprove deserved its own song, so just as much a part of the folk process.
Well, as I walked down the award-winning Main Street in the town made famous by many a cartoon, I spied a young co-ed with chips on her shoulder cursing a story that she swore was true. Oh, the Betas and the Teaks, she cried with a vengeance, they have their own houses in which to run free. But that Chester Maxey, his mayor of the city, has ruined my fate with one simple decree. When he said any more than 5 unmarried women living here together constitutes a brothel in the town of Walla Walla, so my Kappa Alpha Theta sisters can't have their sorority except inside this dormitory. Don't you think that sucks? Well, now isn't that something? I replied in earnest. I've come seeking stories, so thanks for the lead. And what a great folk song the story would make, that is, if historically grounded indeed. But neither Chamber of Commerce nor city attorney or college official had heard of this tale. Yes, Maxey confronted the oldest profession, but none of his laws would land co-eds in jail. But they swear any more than 5 unmarried women living here together constitutes a brothel in the town of Walla Walla. So my Kappa Alpha Theta sisters can't have their sorority and stuck inside this dormitory. Don't you think that sucks?
On the record, you can get that chorus in 3-part harmony.
Now on many a campus throughout the whole country, you'll find the same story of Panhellenic vice. But despite all that's happening, it's first on the list for students who live in the city they named twice. But we know any more than 5 unmarried women living there together may not be illegal, but it's sure no piece of cake. And I'd hate to let the facts destroy an entertaining story, so I'll leave the rest to you, set the folk process on its way. Yes, I'll leave the rest to you, set the folk process on its way.
Thank you. There was a time in my career, hopefully it's past, when there was no prouder accomplishment. I could tell you that when I got that CD finished, Kappa Alpha Theta chapter at Whitman bought 2 copies.